Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toko Wingwan. This is your Wātea News. Child Poverty Action Group is blaming government neglect for an increase in poverty, inequity, homelessness and food insecurity for Tamariki Māori and other children in the first year of COVID-19. Researcher Janet McAllister says it was thanks to the collective efforts of iwi, hapū community organisations, schools, whānau and low-income children themselves that the crisis of poverty was not even worse. A new report by the group says an additional 18,000 children were probably pushed into poverty in the 12 months to March 2021, even without taking rising housing costs into account. That's an increase in child poverty of around 10%. New CPAG modelling also suggests Tamariki Māori and Pacific children were around 2.5 to 3 times more likely than Pākehā children to have been pushed into poverty in the 12 months after the initial lockdown, and changes in youth homelessness and chronic absences for low-income students were also worse for Māori and Pacific people than for Pākehā. Māori and Pacific applicants were much less likely than Pākehā to be awarded the relatively generous COVID-19 income relief payment, partially due to its design. Ms. McAllister says the state uses low-income whānau Māori as shock absorbers of the economy, so whānau Māori and Pacific families bear many of the heaviest burdens in hard times. Māori Pandemic Response Group Te Whakakaupapa Uruta says the Health Ministry needs to explore new ways to get the COVID vaccination message out. Member Teresa Wall, a former Health Ministry Policy Director, says the messages seem tailored for the total population, and that means minority groups like Māori miss out. She says the booking systems, whether online, by phone or mail, are also falling short. The fact Māori vaccination rates are falling below target shouldn't be blamed on any supposed hesitancy, because the Māori response to keeping their people safe during the elimination lockdowns shows how they become motivated with the right messages.
We need to make a judgment about whether the systems that are in place are enabling Māori to book in for their vaccine, and I don't think it is at the moment. It's not working well.
Teresa Wall. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff is celebrating opening a usable sculpture at Te Wānanga, the new waterfront park near the viaduct. Ko Rimu Rimu, or covered in seaweed, was made out of woven green army-style webbing by Ngaitai artist Tessa Harris.
It's below the decking of the park, which is over the water. You can lie, you can see the sun glistening on the water underneath. You can smell the sea air. You can hear the tide coming in and out. The kids love playing on it, so it's a work of art. But it's also a hands-on thing, and I reckon it'll be one of the most popular features of the new Te Wānanga Harbour Park down at the waterfront.
Phil Goff says Te Wānanga and the new bus rail transport hub at Puhinui in Papatoetoe are examples of how Māori design principles are being used to create distinctive spaces around the city. And that is your Wātea News.